News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm not sure I want it to be cooler online or cooler anywhere else. It's cold enough for me today. When you hear that song with Brad Paisley, you know it's time to talk about ADX Digital Advertising. And Brian Prowitz is here. He's one of our ADX marketing consultants. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Meg.
Okay, y'all, I got to laugh. Okay, I know that I'm over the top with my Georgia Bulldogs. And during football season, when we're winning, I'm a girl. You can find me. I'm in red and black, head to toe. Brian walks in the studio this morning, and I see this navy blue and green and Seahawks and Seattle and a tie.
Okay, buddy,
tell me everything. He's got the NFL jacket, Seahawks jacket, official Seahawks jacket.
I'm just flying the flag here this morning as long as I can. As soon as I go out, as soon
I
as we start
it.
Having meetings with other people coming in or whatever, I'm going to have to doff this.
No, you shouldn't.
And not well, I mean, the tie is a little overkill. I understand.
I don't know.
But
it looks good.
A tie anywhere, it seems sometimes, is overkill.
It's depending always classy.
On where we're going. But yeah, so yeah, I got to fly the flag and.
Yeah, well, Brian
moved here from the Northwest. I'm just a Northwest guy, and that's all there is about it. I've been a fan of the Seahawks since I remember what football was.
Wow, I love it.
So this is great. So we get to go to our fourth Super Bowl, and I know everybody's bitter about various things about it, but you know what? Devin Witherspoon, Pine Forest High School.
He's from here.
Number 21.
Yeah.
He had the defense on the fourth down attempt in the end zone that did not go, that gave us the advantage that we needed. So there we go. So yeah, big Seahawk fan, and go 12s.
Okay.
So yep, sports ball. And poor Malcolm, he's a Denver fan, you know.
He wasn't so happy.
Denver fans don't really like Seahawk fans anyway. And
yeah, well, it's understandable. There's some history there, right?
A little bit of history there. Yeah. Super Bowl 48 was good for us. Sorry, Peyton.
Yeah, well, it's going to be
But Super Bowl 49 was not good for us, and the Seahawks now can finally have a chance to vanquish the image of Malcolm Butler. Speaking of Malcolm Butler and the interception in the end zone when we should have run it. Nobody will ever know what would have happened if it would have given it to Marshawn Lynch. I'm not over it. I'm not over Super Bowl 40 either, by the way.
Anything else you want to
mention? 20 years ago.
Don't get me started. I have every game, every play. If you're a fan, those ones that stick with you forever.
Every once in a while, you're like, well, maybe this is the year. Maybe our team's the team of destiny, and maybe it is. Maybe it just breaks just right for us. Keep in mind, I'm an Oregon fan and a Mariner fan. So both times we've been on the doorstep with both those teams, and now here we got. We finally broke through. So
good,
I'm very, very happy about that.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to have to be a Seahawk fan then, because I really have no relationship to the Patriots.
I
kind of like the Rams because Matthew Stafford, who played at Georgia, is a quarterback.
I kind of
look to see which Georgia players are playing on the NFL teams.
Right.
So
yeah, I met Doug Baldwin Sr. the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where?
Doug Baldwin's from here, you know.
Yeah.
So at a local eatery.
Yeah. Yeah. We have quite a few.
So that was
here.
Cool.
Yeah. We have quite a few that
live
here.
Yes, you do. So, and I love that connection. It's super cool. So. Yep, and
one of our listeners just texted in. Our listener says, "I recognized Devin's name right away and knew he was from Pensacola!" Exclamation point.
Yep, Pine Forest. Yep.
What position does he play?
He's
a
corner. He was number 5 overall pick out of Illinois.
Oh no, kidding!
So
yeah,
he played here and then went to Illinois and he ends up on the Seahawks. And he is an outstanding, unbelievable young talent.
Okay,
love having him. And I did not know until today. That Spoon came from here, so now I'm like, I'm learning.
I think you should wear the tie all day, all week. When is the game again?
2 weeks.
Oh,
yeah,
that's too long.
You know what I was thinking about doing?
What? Getting
so
tickets?
So at Christmas, you know, a friend of mine actually was like, "You're gonna go to San Francisco?" And I'm like, "Not unless you're paying, bro."
Yeah.
And he could, just in case he wanted to. I don't know if I can get the time off. I don't know if I can handle
that. Oh,
but
I think we should. You should
I was
go.
Thinking about.
That's
I did
a once in a lifetime thing.
I know. At Christmas, I did. I asked some friends on how to do a shrimp bowl,
okay.
And I was thinking for the big game, I could do a Super Bowl.
There you go. Soup
Get
bowl.
It?
Yeah,
Super
I gotcha.
Bowl.
Okay.
Spelled B-O-I-L.
Yeah, bowl.
Super Bowl.
Oh, bowl! You're just getting that Southern accent down.
I'm trying.
Okay,
it's probably
bowl.
Feels
I gotcha.
A little fake, probably. I guess, but it does come out every once in a while. Back when I was about 16 years old, one of my favorite people was from Memphis, and he always had that drawl, just a little bit, and he always talked about crawdads and sucking the heads.
Oh, wow. So someone
just... the juice out of the heads, and that always freaked me out.
That's not my
So now here we are, and now I have it, like, there it is, crawdads.
Okay, so the listener that just texted in about Devin said, just added a little note here, that he only started playing football in his junior year of high school.
Really?
That's amazing, because typically these kids have played their whole lives, so he started late into the game. Good for him.
Yeah.
Playing
amazing
NFL.
Amazing story.
Oh,
that's all neat. Those stories are going to come out.
Thank you for sending that in. I always love when our listeners chime in with little tidbits of info. It's great.
Also, there's a UWF alum
that
was on the Seahawks roster, D'Anthony Bell.
Really?
He ended up getting, he was on practice squad, and then the Panthers picked him up. So now he's Carolina, but D'Anthony Bell actually started the season with the Seahawks, UWF alum.
Okay.
So there you go, another connection.
Okay. Well, real quick, too, we just had a call from one of our groups that likes to listen to us, the crew of Cheers. I'm giving y'all a shout out. They said they are very big with the search of Escambia Search and Rescue group, and they are one of the crews in our area. So shout out to y'all. They say they're loyal listeners, so I will shout out to a loyal listener anytime.
Hey.
Here's to the crew of Cheers.
Nice.
Laissez la bon temps rouler, y'all. There you go.
And all here it comes.
Now, we got to get back to business here and talk a little bit about ADX digital marketing.
Well, when you're watching all the sports that we're talking about, and by the way, March Madness is not too far away. And if you are a company that wants to target a sports audience, and that could be a lot of different things. By the way, there is a large percentage of viewers who are female, and oftentimes the woman in the house makes decisions on the money and the big purchases. A lot more often than the men, for the most part. And I think I know why. Because it's like if the husband decides to pop for the big thing, then he's got to ask permission or apologize afterwards. Mm-hmm. But if one day he comes home and she says, hey, we're going to pop for the big thing, then he's like, well, okay, if you decide it's okay, then I guess it's okay. All right, let's do that. So you want to, your target audience oftentimes may be a female viewer. And there are a lot of women who watch sports in the football playoffs and all that. In my house, it was exactly a 50-50 split. We had two men and two women watching the football, okay? And an 11-month-old. But anyway, so now if you think about the Olympics...
Gosh, that's right.
The percentage turns up even higher.
That's
opening ceremonies come up February 6th.
Oh, wow. That's next week.
It's here.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, so it's here. So, in other words, if you are, especially if you're a larger ticket item, more expensive, and there's a big decision within a household in order to purchase your product, then you need to be advertising to a female audience. And the sports is a great place to do that. And more often, that ends up including things like Amazon Prime.
Right.
Lots of sports you've noticed on Amazon Prime. Actually, we're going to talk about Amazon in a minute if I ever get around to it.
Okay. Well,
but here's the thing. This morning, for instance, there was the big game last night.
Right.
My team won this morning. I pop on the TV and I want to watch. Like, I want to see the highlights on my phone. I want to see the highlights. I open myself up to being advertised to over and over again because I'm watching little video clips.
Right.
And I'm watching it on channels and places that aren't the typical place. Mm-hmm. So if the highlight was on there, I'm going to click it. And that might have been a YouTube. That might have been Tubi. That could have been any place. LG, Google TV. Those clips are played across a whole bunch of places that didn't necessarily pay for the rights. My point is... Olympics, NFL, the big game, all that stuff. The content is retargeted, regurgitated, repurposed out on all kinds of platforms. We can get your ad in front of the audience that watches it almost no matter where they see it.
Wow. Okay, we're going to come back and tell you how you can do that in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break. This is Pep Talk, and we are talking with Brian Prowitz all about ADX digital marketing and how he can help your business grow. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Pep Talk. Hope you're staying warm on this chilly Monday. And we were just talking about, Brian was talking about crawdads. And I love it. One of our listeners sent in crawfish! Exclamation point. Crawfish! Exclamation point. Yeah. Only Yankees and people from far out west say crawdads.
Well, I got called out. Who said that? Do we have a name?
Yeah, that was Michael.
Michael, you called me out. I'm learning. Thank you.
Catching on. So that was perfect.
Crawfish.
And another listener texted in that a church has a sign out front that reads Super Bowl chili after the service.
Nice. So. You got to be careful wherever you say that, by the way. It's trademarked.
I know.
You can talk about it, but you can't put it in your ads.
Correct.
You can't say you're going to come over to our location for the big game party. It's got to be the big game.
Well, you were talking about all these amazing, you know, all the different ways that we access sports information, but how you can take that and advertise during that access, all those different things.
Yeah.
So we can do that for you.
Yeah, before we interrupted ourselves.
Yes, I know.
For sure. So we can use Amazon targeting data to reach people with display ads, video ads, or connected TV on Amazon.com and Amazon-owned properties and thousands of other websites and apps Amazon is partnered with. And it doesn't matter the device. If they go to Amazon, we can show your ad to them. And here's how that works. This is one of my very favorite things. If let's go back to the concept of the big ticket item.
Right.
And when I say that, I mean like HVAC, a pool, a boat, a car,
roofing,
home improvement. If there are items on Amazon a person would search to try to buy before they got to the big ticket item because trying to save some money, maybe it's an HVAC filter, maybe it's boat accessories, maybe it's motorcycle accessories, a blue tarp for the roof.
Right.
If there are a few items that would indicate that person might be interested in your big ticket item, we can actually, once they search that and maybe open it up and look at it, we can then advertise your product to them.
That's amazing to me.
So HVAC, I'm looking for an interior a portable AC unit or a portable heating unit.
Mm-hmm.
Bing, they have, maybe this is the moment to hit them with an HVAC ad. So that's how it works. And over 60% of consumers start their shopping search on Amazon, not Google. And then 98 million active users monthly on Amazon.
Wow.
And we can target while they're on and off Amazon. So some display ads can run on Amazon.com, but then we get to Amazon Prime Video. We can show your ad on Prime and other websites like IMDb and Fire TV and Twitch. Do you know about Twitch?
No.
Twitch is it's the world's leading live streaming platform where creators broadcast them playing video games, for instance, and esports or music and people doing everyday things. Twitch is this live interactive thing. And for the younger set, Twitch is absolutely part of their life.
So this is the new hot thing. Is this replacing TikTok or is it right up there?
It's not even new, man.
Well,
we're so behind
right,
the game.
That's true.
Like me explaining Twitch to you is like, it's like slang. I'm explaining slang to you. And then Amazon has an entire network of places that they can advertise to as well. Websites like USA Today and Golf Digest and then platforms like Tubi. I mentioned Tubi. Tubi is free TV with ads that people watch for free. Fubo, I'm a Fubo subscriber. That's my platform I watch all live TV on. Food Network, A&E, Lifetime. I mean, the network is remarkable if you think about all the places Amazon is, and video on Amazon is the game changer. So if you have a 30-second TV or digital video commercial, you have a 30-second ad that's running on Facebook right now, we can put that on Amazon and push it out to all those platforms I just talked about based on things like geography, behavior, demographic, online activity, and this is the magic of it. And so as you're watching, if you watch Amazon Prime when you're online because you're shopping, you think about all the people that are also out there looking on Amazon as the place they start their search for a particular item. We can get in front of them if they are your perfect target audience, and we can drive them to your website, their call to action. Call to action could be a phone call, could be an email. It could be just going to the website to fill out a form on your website. So, and then when you combine that with something like website visitor ID, we can pull information from them coming to your website where you get the name, email address, you get information from them when they hit your website that you can retarget back to them in many different ways.
So who do we contact if we want to find out more about the things that we can do specifically for our own business?
I almost forgot about Jeff. I'm sorry, Jeff. Eventually we would have gotten you on the air. Jeff Wayne is the sales manager here, the sales director. 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff. 850-262-6000. 6,000. If you want to talk digital marketing, specifically Amazon, as we're talking today here, discussing ADX digital marketing.
Okay. It's this pep talk. We will be back in just a couple minutes with more about ADX digital marketing. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Brian Prowitz, our ADX digital marketing consultant, about some of the amazing advertising opportunities available to you with digital advertising. As I've shared many times, this is a whole new arena for me, but I'm really impressed by some of the things you've been talking about this morning.
Oh, it's so much fun, and it's really great to get to know local businesses and help them make some decisions about what would be the right thing for them and compare it to what you're already doing. Or if you think about what kind of growth you want in your company in 2026, and you might want to invest some resources into a particular line, a particular revenue stream at your company, this is where we really can sit down and go, okay, great. What's your target audience? Who are they? Where are they? And how are you trying to reach them right now? Let me add another wrinkle to this too. We have a thing called custom audience matching. This is where you have your database. We were talking to a nonprofit this week.
Uh-huh.
And they rely on donations.
Right.
And they have a list of the people who have donated before.
Sure.
We can advertise to them. We can say, it's kind of like, think about direct mail, but think about it digitally.
That's interesting.
Add them to the list of people we advertise to, and then grow that list through website visitor ID. So, yeah. And in most cases, in many of our products, we can use a data. If you have a deep database and you would like to advertise to them and keep in front of them, maybe it is for donations, especially right now. At the end of the year, tax season's here and people are making decisions about making donations. This could be the right time to be putting your name or your information. Taxes coming back also mean people are thinking about that big purchase too.
Right. That's right.
So
that tax return.
And there is that tie again back to sports. The big game coming up. We got Olympics. We got March Madness ahead. And in June, the World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
And there are a lot of people out there are going to be watching streaming television. Get in front of them. Make a plan. Talk to us about it. Give Jeff a call, 850-262-6000. We have lots of really good ideas on how to find your target audience and get information in front of them that will move them to action, that will generate leads for you in an audience of people that are interested in what it is you have to sell.
Well, one of the things that I really love that you have now, which is fairly new, is the website ID. That's amazing. That's just extraordinary to me.
Yeah. Name, email, physical address, and demographic information without cookies on your website, picking up between 20 and 50% of information or information from 20 to 50% of the people that come to your website.
That's amazing.
Then you can turn that around and advertise back to them. You can add them to your CRM so that they hear from you, your constant contact, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's like legitimately lead gen. We're filling the top of the funnel for you. 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff. Let's talk digital marketing today.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian. Big time.
Go Seahawks.
Go Seahawks fan. And for today, make sure you bring those pets inside. It's really going to be cold again all day and tonight overnight. And stay warm. And remember this week to be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and remember always to love now. Have a great day. We'll be back again with you tomorrow morning on Pep Talk.